You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
So we've got Danny Ebdale coming to us live from the Big Smoke, Tanaki Makaurau. We're talking about his new record from his act, Neither Do I. We're talking about their debut record, We're Not Known For Anything. Morena to you, Danny. How you doing?
Morena. I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Very good. Looking forward to Easter. Do you have a lot of Easter plans? Got some eggs lying around the house?
I'm gonna try buy some for my nieces and nephews and stuff. Nothing planned.
When you were growing up, did your parents put on like pretty awesome Easter egg hunts around the house?
Yeah, that was like a highlight of growing up. Like we had like a big backyard and stuff and did all that stuff.
Yeah, hell yeah! I remember there used to be the really big Cadbury's buttons eggs, and they were huge, and they had like a little plastic bag full of the like chocolate buttons inside them. Do you remember those?
Yeah.
Can't buy them anymore. I don't know what's happened. If it's this the economy's in recession, people can't afford to get big Easter eggs or whatever, but they're gone. Not around.
I still go back to a good kind of surprise though.
Oh, kind of surprise, eh?
They are brilliant.
Yeah, I had my first ever Kinder chocolate, I think it was last year sometime, and I was blown away. It's actually really good.
It's so good, eh?
It's so good. Anyway, good tangent. It's great to start off on a tangent. I love talking about tangents. This new record, We're Not Known For Anything. I want to know, where did the album title come from? Was that a phrase that you'd heard or that you'd come up with, and it's just been kind of bumbling around your cranium for a few years?
Pretty much, yeah. My last band, Hospital Sports, we're still together, but it's just like we haven't put out an album for 5 years, and during COVID and stuff, I really had to sit down and sort of think about what am I doing. Like, my music is, I don't know, just kind of, I don't have a choice here. Like, I can't, I have to sort of like let it die in a way. Like during COVID, because everyone's just like paused, and I just had to really sort of think about, do people even care about my music? And it's kind of a tongue in cheek sort of thing, but it's true. Like sometimes, like I still get that thought, we're not known for anything. I think it's a theme that a lot of musicians, maybe in New Zealand, such a small country, can relate with.
Yeah, especially in the alternative scene. I mean,
yeah,
I've had friends who, that's the whole thing about a microculture, is that it is, by, I guess, just being a microculture, it is very small. It doesn't have as large an audience as a commercial venture does, but at the same time, I'm sure there are lots of people who love the stuff that you've made and who listen to it all the time, and it has a very special place in their heart. So I think that's the kind of thing you need to keep in mind, right?
Yeah, for sure. It's
hard to say.
Try to remind myself, and like playing gigs and putting on, just like playing gigs, it really does sort of humble me. And even the cover gigs, like people just, I should let the listeners know I'm a full-time covers musician. like people just complimenting me, and it's nice. So yeah, I keep doing it.
That's good, man. That's good. You gotta keep it up, even though it can, that's just the nature of being, making creative things, is that you gotta wrestle with that, and that's just how it is, it seems.
It's also just like there's so much competition. I feel there's so many like big names in the music scene, which is kind of unavoidable. It's just like, I don't know. I don't want to like go into like controlling territory or anything, but like, it's something you can't control, and it's something you just sort of have to let happen.
Yeah.
As in notoriety and being known and stuff.
This might be tangential, but on Andrew Wilson from Da 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 made a really good EP last year, and on one of those songs from that EP, he has a track about performing to like I think it was 12 people in Prague or something, and it's pretty dark about that, this kind of topic on there, so you might find some catharsis on that song. Yeah. But the album itself thematically is focused on kind of the dualism around keeping your self/ego small enough to remain humble, or stay small because that's how you've grown to feel, and that there's a fine line between those two kind of modes. How do you distinguish that fine line?
When did I make that quote? Yeah, it's a tricky one.
Yeah.
Staying humble. I really got to think about this. It's hard to stay humble about it. And there's so many people. I don't know. I feel like there's a bit of like gossip and some scenes, and it's it's hard to
explain.
Fair.
What I think is like it's you can be humble, but you can also have a healthy ego, and you can have a confidence about you without you know that going. You don't have to be. Yeah, Charlie Sheen. If you have a drop of confidence, you know, you don't have to start drinking tiger blood type shit. And that, you know, yeah. I mean, how have you wrestled with, I guess, your ego in recent years? Do you have a big one?
No, I try not to have one.
Is that a deliberate kind of thing on your part?
Because I used to write music a lot. I used to like put out music heaps, and I didn't think about my audience, like are people actually listening here. I'm really just doing it kind of self-indulgently, and I think during COVID I sort of had a time to like think about why I'm doing it, my output, and with this album, like I just really sort of honed in on my sentiment musically, and I don't need to put out heaps of music to prove anything. I just like need to really focus on the little details. And just write like a few, like 9 good songs that have all of it in there, and that's sort of what I tried to do with this album.
Yeah. Well, I want to touch.
That's it.
I want to touch on what you said about working on the details, because there are a few really really stellar moments here, in particular with regard to like the instrumentation on the title track, and at the end of Fresh New Hell there are some really gorgeous extravagant wall of noise moments with layers of piano, vocals, guitars and strings that will come together in a gorgeous melody. And I want to know, was working with that level of instrumentation something quite new to you?
I really just sort of tried to go to its full potential, there. Like I've sort of delved in that style and past music, but I just really wanted to. That song was actually a demo for the last Hospital Sports album,
Fresh New Hell.
But there's like spoken word on it by my ex Lillian. We're still good friends.
That's cool.
And she does a great job there. And yeah, it's I don't know. Just I'm really proud of that one.
Yeah. Well, I want to touch on that spoken word piece because I thought it was like a friend doing a sort of parody news story, because there's that spoken word section. She goes into talking about sea monsters kind of coming out of the ocean, I think is what I heard, if my ears don't deceive me, wreaking hell on Earth. What motivated you to include her on the record?
Well, I saw her play a gig at the small bar in 605, and she was doing. We were just doing an open mic thing, and I really loved just the sound of it. Her just sentiment, like musically, and the sound of her voice. She's from America, and I just really think it was fitting, and it's sort of like a throwback in a way to my singing voice, which is mostly American.
True.
I have. And yeah, like people have come up to me and said it's not a very like New Zealand singing act. Like it's and so I don't know. That was just a nice little Easter egg there as well.
Mm. It's funny. It's funny how New Zealand singers can often do that and dip into that. It speaks to the cultural hegemony of our brothers and sisters in the Atlantic.
yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Compared to your previous work in April's Fool and Hospital Sports, I think this album still occupies a kind of Midwest emo phase or space, sorry. But those projects are a bit more acoustic, and I think maybe here it's a bit more polished with Neither Do I. And, you know, we mentioned before the kind of maximal moments with all the different layering of instruments. You know, what do you put that down to, that change in sound?
I don't know, just really like sitting down and thinking about what I want to accomplish. Like, I think with those past projects, there was a slight element of like rushing and not saying it didn't serve the music or anything, but this time around, I really had time to think about, like, I wasn't rushing myself, and I just had time to think about what I wanted to put down on paper. That's pretty much.
I mean, you spent 3 years thinking about it and making it, so that kind of shows your dedication to patience.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's I like when artists do that, and they put a lot of quality over quantity. That's always the aim of the game, in my opinion. But it works different people in different ways, I guess. Different strokes, different folks. I want to talk about the track Recollection on the album, and I read it as a sort of diss track against those who perpetuate conformity kind of unabashedly and like to pigeonhole and box people in instead of letting them be themselves, you know. That's what I read it for me, but where'd that track come from for you?
Yeah, Recollection, that sort of, it's about just... So the first line is like, I'm sick of subconsciously catering to you, and it's just all these like big names like in the music industry and also just like in life, to be honest. Like, if you're working a shit job and you just don't like, I don't know, you just don't like this person, and you just want to it's really crazy how the subconscious can lead you to do all these things that you don't want to do for someone with like power or something.
Yeah, monkey brain, and lizard brain.
Yeah. And it's one of the themes in it. I think that song is open to interpretation as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty angry though, angry little number.
yeah, totally. It's very angry, and I like the line in there about the teacher line.
Yeah.
I can't remember it off the top of my head at the moment, but I did quite enjoy that one. You've spent 3 years on this record. Now that it's done, do you have any other creative projects waiting in the wings, or are you just gonna just chill out and focus on touring this and just getting this out the way?
I plan to do a few shows. Like, I've got a show on May 31st at a tattoo studio in Dominion Road, Auckland.
So,
called Nice Goblins, and yeah, that should be fun. I'm going to try to get two other support acts, and try get some like violinists play with me, and yeah, that should be fun. What else do I have? Oh yeah, I've got a show with Phased on a Pony on 25th of April at 6:05 in Auckland as well. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm just always working on music. Like the next Hospital Sports album, we've been working on that, and we're like 5 songs in, and yeah, Neither Do I is, in my opinion, morphed from it, like it's pretty much April's Fool, in my opinion. It's like April's Fool sort of is no longer a thing. But yeah. Come it's on. I'm always working on things, pretty much. I'm also working on an album with my other band, Foot Shooter, which I play bass in and don't write the songs.
Mm-hmm. Foot Shooter?
Yeah.
Oh, that's I like that name. It's pretty self-deprecating name. That's good.
From a Frightened Rabbit. They're a great Scottish band. It's a song by them.
Sick.
Yeah.
Sick. Will you be coming down to Ōtiporti to play any tunes anytime soon? In any of your bands, in any capacity?
I hope so, yeah. I really want to. I haven't played there since 2021, and I did enjoy playing there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, played this little like cafe last time, which was great.
Crack up. It's funny because I saw in the credits for the album, it was, I think, recorded or produced by Martin Phillips, but not Martin Phillips of The Chills. This is a different Martin Phillips. Yeah.
People have asked me that, and yeah. I was like, dude, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, yeah. I want to thank you for coming on the program today, Danny. It was a pleasure chatting with you, and you should be very, very happy with your music, man.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. All right, folks, that was Danny Ebdale. We're talking about his new record under the name Neither Do I, or Neither Do I, depending on how you pronounce that, potato. Here is Go Away from Neither Do I's new record, We're Not Known For Anything. You're listening to The One. We'll have Kai Time and a bit of news up after this. Ka kite.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.